Today we're talking about something as important as food, water, and oxygen. The internet.
I can't breathe. Let's talk about that vid.
Hey everybody, we're at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and you are listening to VidTalk with me and Ray right here. And this is brought to you by VoiceTube, by the way, on ICRT every Monday night. 每个礼拜一的晚上8点到8点半就是我们的VidTalk. My name, once again, is JR, and here's my co-host.
Hey y'all, my name is Ray. Welcome to our show. Hey JR, what's up?
What's up? Well, the ceiling's up.
No, I mean, like, what's been recently... Yeah, what are you recently up to?
Well, recently I've been quite busy and hectic because I've been coordinating some events on campus. It's a lot of fun, but it's really, really busy and it sucks a lot of energy out of you.
It must be tiring. But, well, we owe you a big thank you, right? It's coming here, spending the time here on VidTalk, on our show.
No. You don't owe me anything. You just owe me a big raise.
Okay, I'll talk to Richard about it. But coming back to our program, what is VidTalk?
Well, VidTalk is all about getting a raise. Oh, I'm sorry.
don't misdirect the audience. VidTalk is video talk, right?
And yes, it is.
So what do we do here?
Well, we talk about viral and popular videos that are on the internet, and we bring it to the audience. And within our talks, we teach you the English, the phrases, the vocabulary in it.
所以 VidTalk 这个节目其实就是我们在 on air 的时候，我们讨论一些影片，是流行的、有趣的影片。那不只是讨论这些影片，我们也会教学，做一些影片里面的英文用法的教学。
That's right. And every week after the show, we issue you a challenge. We challenge you to log on to our website. Once again, that is voicetube.com/radio, voicetube.com/radio. Log on there, and you can record your message to us using the English that you've learned today.And we just might use your material on next week's show.
所以在我们的网站上面呢，你可以回复我们的挑战。我们的挑战是什么呢？就是我们所教学的一切的英文单字与片语，把它们呢使用在一个句子里面。如果上网留下语音留言的话呢，我们在下一期的 VidTalk 有可能会播出你的回应哦。
Sounds fun, right?
It is fun.
And also, you can vote for the video that we're going to be talking about next Monday. Just log on to our website and vote for the video that you want to learn about.
And this week as well, our video topic this week is also decided by our viewers last week. And what are we talking about this week?
Well, this week we are talking about the internet, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so the video, it's a video produced by a YouTuber called Julian Smith. It's a skit sort. So it's kind of like a funny story with a little irony in it.
Oh, I like those. Yes. I like those.
So what happened in the story? What happened in the video?
Well, in the video, it's actually talking about, in a very funny way, by the way, it's talking about the usage of modern day Wi-Fi, the internet. And people are getting so used to it to an extent that it's becoming addictive.
Yep. So in the video, there are three dudes and they're sitting in the same room and they're all using the internet, right? And suddenly the internet broke down.
So they're all startled and they're like, oh, what should we do? What should we do?
They're really overreacting. It's like the end of the world for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that, a dude showed up through the window. He's outside. And he's saying how beautiful a day it is outside and how they should just come out.
And of course, their responses are just hilarious. You should check out the video. So once again, on our website, VoiceTube, I forgot our website, voicetube.com/radio.
This topic is very interesting and very relevant, right, to our everyday lives because we use internet every single day in our lives right now. It has become indispensable to our lives. It does have a lot of functions and a lot of convenience to it. What kind of website do you use the most?
Well, of course, VoiceTube's website.
okay.
Well, I tend not to, but I still do sometimes. Facebook, that's one.
Right, it's so connected, right?
Yeah, and nowadays, when you want to connect with your friends, or for instance, when we're doing this show, we want to connect with our audience, we have to use Facebook. It's the most direct and convenient way, I would say.
Yeah, by the way, go like our Facebook pages.
Right now. 赶快去按我们赞。
So, I am Ray Du English with DU, and JR, your Facebook page is?
Mine is JR Lee Radio. Just look for me. Okay,
coming back to our program. I actually have a very good story to tell. That's related to the internet, Wi-Fi. So there's this vendor at a night market. He's selling exactly the same stuff as his surrounding competitors are, mm-hmm. right? But he did one thing that changed his sales and increased it 3 times.
Okay, so what did he do to differentiate from others?
What he did was he put up a sign that said something. Just by that sign, he increased his sales by 300%.
One single sign, all free tonight?
No, it's not all free, but he provided something free. He provided free Wi-Fi.
Oh, free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and is, that,
is that
got
attractive?
Him, yeah, and that got him loads of customers just lining up for them.
But I'm just curious, don't people have like 3G or 4G nowadays?
Yeah, I think they do. Most of them do.
Probably because it comes with a limit or something.
Yeah, they might have a bandwidth, but just the idea is that he's the only one that provides free Wi-Fi. It's attractive enough for people to line up at his store because everybody's selling the same stuff. Why not go to the store with free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi. But at second thought, they might have had a longer line.
Yeah, that is true.
That probably was true too.
But they wouldn't mind because they have free Wi-Fi. They can be on their smartphones when they're in line.
That's true too. But on third thought, when you have a long line, it kind of suggests people that you're selling better stuff.
Right, that is true too.
Okay, so that's a good circle.
Yeah, that's a vicious cycle of bringing customers to your vendor.
You know, I also know a story.
Okay.
I saw this on the news actually. Mm-hmm. There was this hot pot restaurant. 火锅店, hot pot restaurant. The boss, the employer there, he put up a sign too. Mm-hmm. And he drew a lot of customers there too.
Free Wi-Fi?
Well, that's what he intended to do. But he accidentally wrote it into free wife.
Free wife? I bet that drew in a lot of male customers.
Yeah, a lot of guys showed up. Hey, where's your free wife? Hey, where's that free wife you were talking about?
Internet, it's become indispensable to our lives. So now people are actually looking into this thing called internet addiction.
Yeah, it's getting way too obsessive and addictive, I think.
Yeah, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? People being generally addicted to the internet?
Well, on average, there's the statistics that show on average, people in Taiwan are on their smartphones mm-hmm. for more than 3 hours a day.
More than 3 hours
a day? That is crazy. Yeah, that is, I would say, you know, there are times that internet comes in handy and it's convenient, but there are a lot of times that you're just wasting a lot of time too. You're squandering it.
Yeah, I think we should all limit our internet usage. We're not really aware of our usages, I think. It's a daily habit that we just take for granted.
Right.
We just take out our cell phones and we think, okay, so I'm just killing time, I'm just passing time. Mm-hmm. But in fact, you're passing 3 hours of your everyday life.
So if you intentionally calculate the time you're on your smartphones or on your laptops using the internet, it is, you know, it is scary. It is really scary. But I do remember when I was in my last year in college, when I was a senior.
Uh-huh.
There was one day I just all of a sudden decided to cancel my internet service.
Really?
I literally cut the cords.
Wow.
Yeah, because I started to feel, even though I had, back then we were using MSN, even though I could contact my friends so easily and so conveniently through MSN, and it was very efficient, but at the same time, I started to feel distant from my friends.
Oh.
Yeah, so all of a sudden I just decided, just like snap, okay, that's it. I'm through with the internet. I'm going to cancel my service tomorrow.
How long did that last, though?
It lasted for
2
a year.
2 hours?
No.
A year? Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, until I graduated. And during that period,
uh-huh.
whenever I needed to use the internet, I would go to the library.
Ah.
To be honest, I would go to the school library and be on the internet for like 2 hours, finish my homework, my reports, and then go home. Mm. And when I'm home, I just read my books, or just do whatever I really feel like doing instead of being stuck to the internet. If I wanted to visit my friends, mm-hmm. I would just literally
do that in person.
Walk to their home,
walk
to their doorstep, and knock on their door.
Yep, this internet addiction is getting so out of hand that there are new terms created just to describe these kind of people.
For instance,
there's this term called homebody.
Homebody.
So in Chinese, that would be zai, right? Zai nan.
Oh, so homebody. Yeah, that's right.
You
homebody.
Just stay. You're somebody that only exclusively stays at home because everything you access through the internet, everything's a click away.
Are you a homebody? You hesitated.
Oh, I hesitated.
You
yeah.
hesitated.
I hate to admit it, but yeah, I think I
kind of like 80% of Ray is homebody.
80% of me is homebody, and there's also this term called the mouse potato.
Oh, it used to be couch potato.
Yeah, yeah.
People watching the TV all the time would sit in their couches.
On their couches, yeah. You know, now they're on their mouses, on their laptop, right. Stuck to the laptop, stuck to the internet.
Right, right, right. And for people like me, I'm more of the opposite, I would say. Uh-huh. I like to go outdoors, play sports.
Is that why you're so dark?
You notice? This is called a tan, my friend.
Oh, okay, okay.
Not like your pale skin.
Why? How did you get so tanned all of a sudden?
Well, I was playing soccer one day. I played for 3 hours and then 1 hour of volleyball. I just got so crazy with my friends. We didn't want to stop. So I got this deep, dark tan right now. I gotta admit, it looks ugly. But no, what I was gonna mention is people who like to be outdoors, uh-huh. sports, and with the sunshine and all that, we say he's outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Outdoorsy, yeah.
Contrary to being a homebody.
Yeah. Contrary to Ray. No, let's not make these sentences. Well, you know what, Ray? I got a challenge for you.
Okay.
Forget it. I got a challenge for everybody who's listening to the show right now. I challenge you who's listening to the show to cut your internet, cut the cord right now.
Wait.
And stop the addiction.
And not listen to BitTalk?
Okay, after you listen to BitTalk. After 8:30, cut your internet. And don't turn it on until next Monday, 8 p.m.
And come back listening to BitTalk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good way to kind of like break out of the addiction of
you have to have a sense of self-control, honestly. And if you want to check out the video, go to our website voicetube.com/radio voicetube.com/radio.
所以如果你想要看更多我们今天在讨论的这个有关网络有关WiFi的这个影片的话, 可以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 查看更多。
And in just a bit, we're going to be teaching you the English vocabulary and phrases within this clip after this short break right here. So see you in just a bit.
See ya.
Hello, and we're back here on VidTalk in the second half. And this is what we do during this part of the show. We teach you the English, the usage, the words, the phrases, the sentences in the clip that we just showed you. Right, Ray?
That is correct. 所以这个地方 这个部分是我们做英文教学的时间。那我们等一下会进行的过程是，我们会先播给你听影片的声音，影片的句子，那之后我们会提供翻译，并且解释这句话在讲什么，特别是里面的单句或者是片语，我们会教你它的使用方式，或者是一些同义字要怎么讲，特别需要补充的地方也会补充作为教学。Okay,
so here's your first sentence of the day.
Hey, 4 o'clock.
Whoa!
What are you doing?
Hey, 4点钟方向。 哇,你在干嘛?
Hey, 4 o'clock. Wow, what are you doing?
所以, hey, 4 o'clock 就是, hey, 4点钟方向。 Wow, what are you doing? 哇,你在干嘛? 这个很直接。
They use this a lot in military films, like, hey, on your 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so this is not actually talking about time, right?
It's not talking about time, it's talking about directions.
所以这边不是在讲时间哦, 它不是在讲4点钟, 而是4点钟的方向。 You know, I always find this really, really distracting confusing. And confusing, right? Because you need to figure out the pointer, right? The hand,
yeah.
Where exactly is 4 o'clock?
And nowadays, most people use digital clocks and watches instead. So, like the Apple Watch.
Where exactly is 4 o'clock hand pointing
you
at?
You have to calculate, you have to picture it in your mind.
对啊,所以其实大家还要想一下,如果你跟我说4点钟方向,我要想4点钟是,1,2,3,4,在这边,而且如果是很危险的东西,比如说,因为讲的是那种有指针的那种手表嘛,
right? 可能还要稍微想一下。
Thinking about this perspective, is it on your perspective or on my perspective?
Right, like if we were face to face, hey, at your my 3 o'clock would be your 9 o'clock. You see, it's confusing.
We can't wrap our heads around that. 所以这个四点钟方向或是五六七就是在讲方向，所以呢，这个是一个英文的用法。Okay, so let's move on to our next sentence.
And here is your next sentence.
Why didn't you just text it to me?
你为什么不直接丢讯息给我？
Why didn't you just text it to me?
你为什么就 Why didn't you 直接丢讯息给我？ Just text it to me. 这边我们要看的是 text 丢讯息。
So what was the original meaning of text? Because text is a word that originated from something else, right?
Right. 所以 text 它本来其实是名词，是一个可能文章啊，或者是一个科目啊。比如说我们会说 textbook, right? Textbook 就是课本。
课本教科书。
那这个 text 在这边的话呢，在现在的用法，我们 text 可以是名词或是动词，它就是讯息或者是丢讯息的动作。
So you can, it can be used as a noun or a verb as well.
That is right. Yeah. 这就有点像是我们中文说你 line 我一下。
Right. So it's not text anymore. The most advanced version of it right now is line.
Yeah.
Line me.
So line me, text me. But actually in the US, they use...
WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp me.
Yeah, WhatsApp me.
WhatsApp me. I don't know WhatsApp you.
And my internet addiction got to a point where...My mom, when she wanted to get me down for dinner, she would text me on my Facebook.
Oh, she would?
Yeah, instead of just coming up and, you know, telling me to go to dinner.
Same here at my family. My mom, you know, first of all, my house, we have different floors.
Uh-huh.
So my mom's room is like on the third floor.
Yeah.
And my dad, the living room is on the second floor. So whenever my mom wants my dad to turn down the TV volume, she would text my dad.
Turn down the volume.
It's too loud. Turn down the TV! Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
所以我们这个用 text 其实还蛮有趣的哦。像我自己的话，我妈妈叫我下来吃饭会用 FB 丢讯息给我。那 JR 的话，他的妈妈会丢讯息给他的爸爸，叫他的音量关小声一点。
电视音量 ，right? It's really funny at my house.
Okay, so this is the usage of text, 丢讯息或者是讯息本身。
So, here is the next sentence.
Hey, is anyone else's Wi-Fi not working?True, I'm down too.
Hey, 有人的 Wi-Fi 也坏了吗？是真的，我的也坏了。
Hey, is anyone else's Wi-Fi not working? It's true, I'm down too.
Hey, 有人的 Wi-Fi 也坏了吗？ Is anyone else's 有人的、Wi-Fi not working? Wi-Fi 也坏了吗？ It's true, 是真的。I'm down too, 我的也坏了。Okay, 所以我们在这边要看的是 I'm down. 这边的 I'm down 是。这边的down是什么意思啊?
It kind of means like something is broken or out of function,
yeah,
not
like
working.
Break down, the internet is down. Mm. And we say something like downtime, right? Downtime, 休息的时间,没有function的时间。
Right. 所以就是故障坏掉的意思啦。
对。
I'm down.
或者是可以说 it's broken. Oh, it's not working.
Yeah.
那 I'm down 其实还有另外的一个意思。
就是我很沮丧。
Right.
Like I'm really down.
Like, it's a blue Monday today.
Because we have to work.
And, no, it's fun here at the top, yeah. 还有另外一个,还有,最后一个。
Oh, what is it?
I'm down 也可以是可以,我要做
的事。Oh, yeah, I'm down for it.
Yeah. Like, I'm up for it, I'm down for it.
Yeah.
I found this really kind of interesting because I'm up and I'm down, they're opposite things, but they mean the same thing.
Yeah. So, for instance, hey, do you want to listen to VidTalk tonight? I'm definitely down for it.
Do you want to listen to VidTalk tonight?
I'm definitely
up for it. Right? Up, down. Which direction are you going? 所以 I'm down 它有很多意思嘛。所以这边有坏掉的意思，有说我很沮丧的意思。那它也可以是这个，我要做，我答应你这样子的意思。
没错 ，I'm down for something. Down for something. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next sentence.
And here it is.
I'm on edge, man. Do you know what it feels like to be on edge?
我超不安的哎，你知道不安的感觉吗？
I'm on edge, man. Do you know what it feels like to be on edge?
所以我超不安的 I'm on edge. 你知道不安的感觉吗? Do you know what it feels like to be on edge? So on edge, what is on edge?
On edge means like you're frustrated, you're agitated, or you feel ill at ease.
Yeah. So 这个 on edge 它其实是有点像是被逼到一个悬崖的感觉吗?
它在一个边缘，
它在一个边缘，然后被逼得很急，有点坐立不安的感觉，所以 on edge. Okay, can you make a sentence out of it?
Every time we're on air on VidTalk, it gets me on edge.
Really? Are you okay now?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just on the edge of my chair.
对啊，所以其实 JR 只是在开玩笑，他是说他只是在椅子的边缘上。
On the edge of the chair.
Yeah,
on the edge of. It's not on edge. Okay. I feel comfy here. Very comfy. Okay, here's our next sentence.
Our last sentence, in fact.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go outside.
Would you listen to yourself?
我要做，我要走出去。你听听看自己在说些什么。
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go outside. Would you listen to yourself?
所以这是两个人在对话嘛，所以一个人是说我要做，我要走出去 I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go outside。 另外一个人阻止他，他说 Would you listen to yourself? 你听听看自己在说些什么，你不要闹了好吗？
Right.
So would you listen to yourself? When do we use that?
When we're on the radio, like, we listen to ourselves all the time.
No. When do we really use that sentence?
When somebody is being unreasonable.
Right.
And you just want to sort of like give them a wake up call. Would you listen to yourself?
Yeah. We can also say you can't be serious or you're not thinking straight.
Yeah, exactly.
就是你要确一个人可能他混乱的时候啊，没有做出正确决定的时候，你要跟他确认一下，哎，你要行行好嘛，对吧？你不要闹了好吗？
And there's a very easy way to say that too. Just, hey, wake up!
Yeah.
Smack him in the face.
And I get like listeners that text me and they say something like, oh, Ray, I'm too afraid to participate in the VidTalk challenge. And to that, what would you respond, JR?
I would say you're chicken. Just kidding. I would say, would you listen to yourself?You can definitely do it.
对，没有错。因为其实有一些听众，他有写信来信跟我说，哦，我好像有点怕，不太敢做那个我们的挑战。Mm-hmm. 但是其实呢 ，Would you listen to yourself? 对，你不要闹了，你绝对是可以做得到的。
听听看你自己在说些什么，然后赶快振作一下。
Speaking of which, we do have another challenge for you. 所以我们这次也是我们教学了五个句子跟片语。我们希望你可以到 voicetube.com/radio 到上面呢去录制你的回应。
Yeah, that's right. Go to our website right now, voicetube.com/radio, and record the usage of the English that you've been learning from the show today. Mm-hmm. And we just might choose your file, your right. recording file, for next week's show. And you'll be on air on ICRT.
And this week, we also have winners, right, from last week. Last week, what did we talk about?
Last week, what did we talk about?
Oh, Google.
Google, that's right. We were talking about Google.
And we got some recordings from some users, and we're going to share them to you on air today here on ICRT.
Let's go ahead and listen to our first response for today.
好，所以这个是 Leo 的回应哦，我们来看一下。
My brother is extroverted and confident. He likes to make new friends, but I'm kind of shy, introverted, and always afraid to strike up a conversation with a stranger.So, we have nothing in common, actually.
Wow, that's quite a long sentence.
Yeah. So, JR, can you repeat that sentence and I'll translate, okay?
Sure. My brother is extroverted and confident. He likes to make new friends.
我的哥哥或者是弟弟不太确定。他很外向，他很有自信。那他喜欢呢，认识新朋友。
But I'm kind of shy, introverted, and always afraid to strike up a conversation with a stranger.
但是呢，我呢是有一点害羞，有一点内向。那我总是很害怕跟陌生人讲话。
So we have nothing in common, actually.
所以我们其实没有什么共同点，没有什么相同之处。
But you know what, Leo? I think that you are very brave to be sending in responses like this. Good job.
对啊，其实 Leo， 你能够呢这样子回应我们的挑战，其实是很勇敢的。所以不要觉得自己哦害羞啊，或者是害怕。And I'm sure you can strike up a conversation with someone easily with your good English skills. 那我们来看一下下一个我们的回应，我们来听听看。
Okay, moving on. This one is from Sally.
My sister and I have in common is love to sing.
好，这边是 My sister and I have in common is love to sing.
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a problem here, but we can easily fix that.
那我们这边讲的 my sister and I have in common 这边应该是想要说我跟我姐姐共同之处是什么嘛，对不对？那这个 my sister and I have in common 应该要变成是一个完整的一个名词。那这边要怎么做呢？我们可以加上 what， 所以是 what my sister and I have in common。这边的意思就是说我跟我姐姐或者是妹妹共同之处的这个东西是什么呢 ？Is that we love to sing. It's that we love to sing. So you can say, what my sister and I have in common is that we love to sing.
And thank you very much for listening to the show today. Once again, we do prompt you to log on to our website. It's voicetube.com/radio. Vote for the video that you want to hear about next week.
That's right.
And also, remember to challenge yourself to record yourself of using the English that we've taught today on the show. And we just might choose you for next week's show.
所以呢，到 voicetube.com
radio.com/radio 可以投票下一次我跟 JR 要讨论哪一个影片，并且可以参加我们的挑战，就像刚刚听到了一些使用者的声音一样，你的录音也有可能在 ICRT 上面播出哦。
That is correct though. So it's about time for us to say goodbye to all of you. God bless you all. Peace.
And please come back. Tune in next Monday 8 to 8:30 on VidTalk.
每个礼拜一晚上8点到8点半。 See you next time.
See ya.